From YouTube's World Tokusatsu News Headquarters, this is the Tokusatsu News Corner with Nathan Graves 989 and Nightshade 04.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner with your hosts Nathan Graves 989 and Nightshade 04. Now grab your Ranger keys and your Astro Switches, because it's time for the Tokusatsu Corner.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner, your weekly dose of Tokusatsu. Well, Nathan Graves 989 will be taking a brief break from the Tokusatsu Corner, personal stuff. But please give a warm welcome to our new co-host,
XLighter9X.
And our special guest today,
Count Abyss, also known as Zach.
All right. Today is going to be a very special Tokusatsu Corner. We're going to be discussing Kamen Rider, since the new Kamen Rider Foes just came out. But first, last week's question winner. Question was, out of all the Super Sentai themes, which one was sung by a woman? And the answer was Time Ranger. Our winner for this week is DKRE. Good job on the question. And now it's time for the Toku News Corner. Alright, starting off in Toku News Corner, in Figure Art News, Kamen Rider XL's upgrade form is now available in SH Figure Art's toy line. The new one is XL Booster. This represents the upgrade for the upcoming Kamen Rider Double Returns V Cinema. SH Figure Art's Kamen Rider XL Booster will be released as a Tamashii web exclusive figure, and upon pre-order, it will cost 3,675 yen, or about 46 US dollars. Yeah, I know, right? for a toy, but it's good for the figure art collectors, so, you know, who are we to judge? We watch this, so.
It's true, I guess. Glad I'm not, though. I can't afford that.
Yeah. In other news, after days of speculation, the artist who will sing Switch On will be Anna Tsuchiya. Thank you. Alright. Anna Tsuchiya's Switch On will be released on October 26th. It will be available in both CD-DVD and CD-only regular edition for 1,800 yen for CD-DVD and 1,200 yen for CD-only. Third, in gaming news, Bandai Namco Games will be releasing another game. Yeah, I know, right?
Shocker.
In terms of Sentai. And this time, this is going to be on the Nintendo DS. It will be listed as Kaizuko Sentai Gokaiger Atsumete Henshin 35 Sentai. Thank you. Some of these names are hard to pronounce. Kaizuko Sentai Gokaiger Atsume Henshin 35 Sentai will be released on November 17th, 2011 for 5,040 yen. No other information has been revealed at this time. And now, coming up and forth, Kamen Rider O's has ended, which is, I don't know, it's kind of sad seeing a good thing go.
Yeah, so all good things have to end.
But the music will live on! Coming soon, Kamen Rider O's special CD box has been revealed from CD Japan. The special CD box set will have Kamen Rider O's Anything Goes, the 6 theme songs for the full combos, Rebirth theme song, and various other background music. All of the music was good in that series, so shouldn't be a problem.
I will definitely have to look into that, actually. I really adore the music for the series.
I just realized, like, you haven't said anything.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, I too liked O's.
Yay.
Well, that's good.
I would hope so. Anywho, this will cost 8,000 yen and will be released September 29th. And that's all for the Toku News this week. These stories and more were brought to you by JE Fusion, the Japanese entertainment blog. So go to JE Fusion for tokusatsu, anime, movies, music, and various other entertainment news.
You think they were paying you to give them that plug? Plug, 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 plug.
Nathan does it, so I figure.
Yeah, might as well give him credit for it since you take him. I understand.
Yeah, well, that's where we get our news from, so we can figure we might as well plug it in. Anywho, it's time for the Toku Music Moment. This week's music is going, even though we're doing a Kamen Rider-only theme, we already did a Kamen Rider last week, so this week we'll be doing Super Sentai. This time we'll be doing the opening to Deca Ranger. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
And welcome back. That was the opening to Decker Ranger. Hope you all liked it.
Anyway, I sure did.
Oh, we all did. It's the greatest theme ever.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, it's arguable.
One of the greatest themes.
It's still arguable.
It's in the top five.
Maybe 10. I'll give it 10. I'd say 15. Right, yeah. Maybe 15.
We keep going down in fives.
Okay, 30. I'll give it top 50. Okay, top 100, even though there's been 35 seasons of Sentai.
They're all great. Anywho, it's time to answer some questions. And this week, they're all from my new co-host.
Yay!
And he'll be reading them off.
Okay, let's go ahead and start with the first question. That's always a great place to start off. What do you think of monsters that have a second life in Kamen Rider that involves mecha or the like to defeat it? An example, Denno requiring Denliner to defeat rampaging Imajin. Annoying or refreshing? What do you think?
Since they don't do it too often, it's actually really good, because I was kind of concerned they were going to go into like the whole copying the Megazords from the Sentai or the Power Rangers, but since they don't do it too often, it was actually really good.
Okay, yeah, I have nothing against it.
Since it was kind of the slapstick, I mean, it kind of had to look ridiculous, so...
And the train had to be used for something.
Yeah, it's our mobile home. It's the Japanese equivalent to a trailer.
Yeah, you didn't really know this, but they weren't allowed to leave the set. They just have to sleep on the set, right there.
Oh, God. Anywho, let's go to the next question.
Okay, the next question is, what's your favorite sound effect from Kamen Rider?
Punching sounds.
I'm talking like henching sounds or finisher sounds, whatever.
I guess the rider kicks.
The rider kicks? Rider kick?
I have to say Kabuto is kind of my weakness, because even though it's not one of the best series, it's still a really good series, and I like the rider kicks from it, because I don't know, they seem really epic. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it feels mechanical, and it just feels like there's more stuff going on.
Count, do you have a favorite?
I'm trying to think. I mostly have a preference to a lot of the voices coming from the belts, particular Fives. I always enjoy the voice coming out of that, telling 5-5-5 standing by, and then the rider kick. I don't know, and then double as well.
Kaiser.
And then when Kabuto did it, I always enjoyed the rider kick sound.
I actually have those sounds. If you want them?
I have a couple of them as well. It's just I always enjoy some of the voices. I think Fives will probably be particular, even though that's my opinion on that series. It's kind of mixed, but. I really enjoy the sound effects on that one, and the voice coming from the bell.
I'd have to say my favorite sound effect has recently been changed. Before it was the O's driver, when it would call out the sound effects. But my new favorite is actually 4's. You know, 3, 2, 1. You know, that's really starting to become catchy.
We can't do it because our voices aren't synthesized.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I fell up. That really kind of won me over to watch
that
series.
We can actually time it when we're watching with the show now. Like, before, you always, like, you want to say henching along with a Kamen Rider, you know, just so you feel cool. But now we can actually time it.
Fully gangsta prep time. Okay. Get yourself pumped up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Grab my own personal fours, Bell. You put on the costume real quick. Okay, guys, ready.
How about much fours?
Oh, that took more than 3 seconds to get ready. Oh.
I do love the new belt. The new belt sound effects. I honestly was worried about it before because, honestly, it didn't look that good. But the sound effects are very good. I fell in love with it the moment I heard the Astro Switches.
Yeah.
They sound like portal turrets.
If they were men.
Yeah.
If they sounded like men and not like 12-year-old girls.
Okay, so Rockets. I guess let's move on to the third question.
Yeah.
Similar to the last question, what's your favorite sound effect from Super Sentai?
Go Kaiser! Go Kaiser, hands down! They have so many. There's so many. Like cell phone like calls. Or like cell phone. Like, Ranger keys.
It's the only series that does the voices as well, so I kind of lean towards Go Kaiser for the most part. And the other ones I can't think of off the top of my head, because it's like, Shin Kaiser's like, oh, okay. Makes swiping sounds. Or pressing the button on your wristwatch or whatever. And then again, I like the Deca Ranger sound effects too.
Yeah.
But then again, I just love that more for Entry Device, whatever.
Yours like?
I'd have to say mine too is from Gokaiger, except it's a specific Ranger key set. Gentleman! I don't know why I
agreed.
Like that.
Fucking agree.
I
love Jet, but I just have a love for Jetman in general.
My two favorites are tied for Jetman and Shin Kenja! You know.
Because they're given like just enough time. It's not long-winded.
And it gives you just enough time to go, oh snap! You know, like, we're gonna bring this season back, you know.
Yeah, Jetman and Shin Kenja, they actually have that oh snap factor to it, as you call it.
Yeah. Okay, shall we move on?
I prefer gold mode.
Gold mode! Gold mode! That guy deserves all my medals for, you know, doing that voice. He deserves all my medals. Similar to all my money, except it's all my medals.
Because we're poor.
Okay.
Poor shit.
Okay. Question 4. What do you think Saban's explanation will be for the missing 15 seasons if/when it hits the Gokaiger season?
Aliens.
What missing 15 seasons? We don't know what you're talking about.
I have a this is something that Nathan, Samurai Zero, and myself talk about all the time. If or when Saban brings Gokaiger to America, they're going to be aliens. They're all going to be alien rangers, like from different planets or different like dimensions or something like that. That's what we think. That's what I think is going to happen. It sounds like too much of a cop out, though. At least for me.
Personally, my theory was, besides the fact that if they don't want to waste lots of money and just get rid of those people altogether, my theory would be that, because I'm pretty sure Zordon at one point mentioned that Power Rangers has been around for a long while, so we never know. There could have been many generations even beforehand, we just didn't know, we never saw them, and so that's their way of showing it. It's like, there's just been many generations beforehand. Learn from the history books, kids. We'll just make up our own Power Rangers history.
sounds like a very good explanation. It doesn't sound like they copped out at that now.
The aliens are good too. It's from outer space. In the same world as Masked Rider.
I oh god. Not Masked Rider, please. That's awful.
Run them up with the Furby looking thing. Furbus. They're all Furbuses. In Super Sentai costumes.
Whatever. Anyway, let's get off of Furby and go on to the next question.
Okay, next question. Do you think Ezio will restore Ankh's broken core metal in Movie War Korra 2012? What about the other two metals required to transform? The only possible metals left are the 10th metals, which are all head metals.
Of course they will. Deus Ex Machina, bitch.
Yeah.
They do that in every Kamen Rider film. They'll do something that's like, oh, you can't do it anymore? Bam, fix.
Yeah, oh, like, wait.
Dumbest cop-out ever.
the power of friendship will bring Ankh's metal back to life. I can't even say that with a straight face.
I think and I will talk. We'll be talking about the show later, so I won't dive into the ending. But they will. They'll bring him back, for sure. That actor's too good not to get rid of him.
Yeah, I know. He looks too douchey. That's the best thing about him. He looks so smug.
Ankh made the show for me.
Yeah, without Ankh, it would be totally different.
Him and Date. I can't. Back every week.
Okay, should we move on to the next question?
Sure.
Okay. The Count hasn't seen it yet, I don't think, but what do you think of the Kamen Rider O's driver app for Android/PC? Improvements, comments, concerns? Which driver would you like to be made into an app next?
There's a Kamen Rider O's app?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Oh. Sweet. I don't have an Android phone.
I think this is really a question more for the people watching the show.
Okay, you out there! You, looking at you! What do you think?
Looking at you, specifically you. You have to answer this question.
Yeah, you with a face. Yeah, we're talking to you.
Get your hands out of your pants. Grab your phone. Tell me what you think of that.
Get your hands out of your pants from fapping to us and just download the app.
So let's just do the second part of the question then, because you guys have to have an opinion on this. Which driver would you like to be made into an app?
Ooh. Oh, the Astro Switches.
The Astro Switches sound great.
I want to see the original Kamen Rider.
Even if it's like a little fan.
Just like a little fan you could just spin around.
Oh, that would be nice. Every time you spin the fan, it has to make that little sound effect. Sounds like cymbals going off or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know it's not much, but honestly, that will keep me entertained for hours. I was like,
I'm very entertained by things I can touch. Well, just touch screens. I'm like a retard in a candy store. I'll just be like, hey, yay, yay.
Find that offensive.
Everyone's offended by something out there. I'm sure I've offended at least like 11 or 20 people.
Tech Ranger fans for sure.
No, that's
God. I guess that's it for the Toku questions.
Yeah, that's it.
Alright, okay. That's it for the Toku questions. And now it's time for Superhero Time Moment. Alright, so we're going to be talking about Kamen Rider O's foes and the previous Gokaigers. I guess we'll talk about Gokaiger first, and since save the best for last.
I'm out. I'm like 7 episodes behind on Gokaiger.
Light, what about you?
No, I'm caught up.
What'd you think of that episode? I felt it was kind of a filler episode.
Yeah, I felt the same. Like, you know, it didn't contribute anything to the storyline. I mean, the bond between Doc and Luca gets a little stronger, but it seems like one of those Sentai cop-out episodes where, hey, we got 5 people, we need to do character development. So.
Well, Super Sentai filler episodes? What?
What?
There is no such thing! Sorry.
No, I have.
What? Inconceivable!
Yeah, there wasn't really much to talk about. Basically, the plot of the last episode was the monster was going to switch the bodies of the senators and world leaders with Zongyak troopers and just be like, oh, we surrender to the Zongyak. And
doesn't sound like a terrible plan, actually.
Yeah, that was a good plan, but it's a shame it was a filler episode. It wasn't.
Way the fuck it up, guys.
although it was nice to see Doc with some huge cojones when he switched with Luca.
Yeah, holy shit.
Luca made Doc like freaking amazing, and then when he got back.
He's like, oh, mate, it's him again.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Words.
Yeah, although, I can't use words.
Although it was nice to see him interrupt the roll call when they get it backwards.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty funny, actually. and especially Doc trying to pull Luca's like Sentai skirt down. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's like one of those that just really happened moments. it's like right up there with an anime touching Luca's boobs. Just right there.
Watch this episode.
Anywho, let's move on to the episode that was awesome. The Jetman episode.
Jetman!
I really want to watch it.
That was like the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't want spoilers, I'm turning you down.
Alright, turn this down. Alright, you're fine. Alright, anywho, it was awesome and sad at the same time, because we get to see the Black Jetman back.
Black Condor, yeah.
But he's dead, so he's like fighting as a ghost. And seeing Marvelous just struggle with his fear from an old enemy that beat the shit out of him before, that was... You know, you don't really see Marvelous vulnerable that often, do you?
No. That's the thing about Gokiger, is that through like 90% of it, they seem like the most OP Sentai.
Yeah. He's like, they're like all, this is the season for anti-heroes, but there's a reason they became this way. And right. Just like seeing a badass like Marvelous just get the shit kicked out of him was just like, wow. This really happened.
It was refreshing.
Yeah.
See him actually lose.
Seeing a bit of humanity behind him, like fear and stuff. I mean, you never see that behind him. He's always so confident and stuff.
Yeah. You gotta admit, the dude catching bullets, really, like, that's crazy awesome.
Yeah, that's like Superman shit right there.
Forget faster than a speeding bullet, faster than 7 speeding bullets.
yeah. Then you got... Oh, wait, no. I was gonna say, then you have to take into account that they're supposed to be old pistols, but they look too fucking new to be old pistols.
Yeah.
Plus, they have infinite bullets! Apparently.
I mean, the Goku don't have to spend 5 minutes reloading their guns in between each shot, so... I'd say they're relatively new guns.
I've never seen them reload, have you?
No. But it's Super Sentai, fuck your physics.
Fuck logic, fuck it to the...
Hell, in Power Rangers, time goes slow whenever you're doing a cool attack.
It's kind of like Sailor Moon's transformation.
Yeah.
Time slows the fuck down.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that odd, like that little... That sexy time music should be playing. We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Sentai. Alright, on to Kamen Rider.
Okay, should we break?
I can actually get into this.
Okay.
Yay! Alright, we're gonna... First, let's talk about the last episode of Kamen Rider Foes.
Wait, Foes is over?
No, I mean, O's!
But it just started! They left on so many cliffhangers! So many plot...
There was episode 1, and then there was episode 48. We got nothing in between.
This is messed up.
They sound too close together. They sound too similar. I'm sorry. Anywho, we're going to talk about the last episode of Kamen Rider O's now. One word. Epic. Just great way to leave off.
I think I have to really agree. I was not the happiest camper when Alf died.
I don't think anybody was.
I'm just happy they had the balls to do it and not bring it back, unlike Double. I'm sorry, I love Double with all my heart, but fuck them.
Philip is too cool to kill off.
But you know what? They could have done what they're obviously going to do with Ankh. Bring him back in a movie, and it all will be fine. I feel like the shows should have their own ending, and an ending with Philip's death. I won't lie, I cried a little. When Philip died, I was in tears, and I'm like, this is the best ending ever! And then I realized there's one more episode on my queue, I'm like, fuck! They're bringing him back! And no, they're doing it, and they did. And that's why I say the ending of O's is
so much better.
It's the better. It's superior to the Devil's ending. I think it actually had the quijones, as you may speak, to actually kill off a character like that, and it was, and it did leave a really good impact on it. Ankh's my favorite character throughout the entire O's. He was my main reason why I watched it. Eiji's cool now, and I do like Date, but Ankh was my main reason. And which is like the really first time I really felt for a character that's not a writer.
Also,
and
also he was he was also very mean and insensitive, and it's
also the fact you never know what he was going to do. He was evil, but we'd never seen him work with him. You're just hoping that he would do it. And then when he finally did get around to betraying him, it really did leave an impact on you. And the fact of seeing him also realizing how much interacting with Eiji and all the group and being in Shingo's body gave him more of a human soul, and just made living off of the fact that just that ending words with him just saying, now I know how it feels like to be human, to die, and knowing that everybody cares about me. That right there left really big impact.
The fact that he didn't have to necessarily be human. He explained, like, you know, being human, I want to just be able to live. I just want life, that's all, because greeds are not our objects. We are the desires of everybody. We're the desires of everybody. Therefore, they'd have no life of their own.
So when he died, you know, he got to know what life was.
that was some... that was real, like you said, ballsy move on their part, and they pulled it off perfectly.
And they left a little hope at the end, having the two medals, which obviously it gives you hope, but I think it also leaves the show off on a good point. And having a cop-out, like bringing it back for, obviously when you think, oh, they want the actor back, but saving it for another time, that for like when they do their crossover movies, that's the only reason why they brought back Philip, was because, hey, we need to save this guy. I'm just glad they're doing it for outside of the show, so the show leaves up on such a strong point.
Yeah, that and the movie might not necessarily be continuity to the show.
No, they never are. Not really. Unless they're like one of the ones that are like taped for twice. Can't talk. In between episodes like the A to Z double film, for example, or that upcoming O's movie that takes place in the Shogunate.
The O's Foes movie.
The show.
Yeah.
So I liked it. I loved it, actually.
Yeah.
You have to admit, though, Ankh calling out the medals when Eiji used him in the driver, that was cool. And in the battle between Tajidol and Dr. Maki.
Again, agreed. Completely 100% agreed. Just the fact is, yes, replacing the voice with Ankh's, calling out the medals, and it's like they were fighting as one. Just, like you said, it just built up the strong.
I think the best part was when he inserted the cracked metal, and you see the cracked metal is going to work, but you're like, oh, how long is it going to last? That's the main question I had on my mind. How long is this form going to last now that it's broken? So I'm like, it's on a timer now.
It's like as he runs his scanner over the metal, it immediately cracks. Aw, damn it.
Shit, I broke it. Ankh, I need a new one. Oh, wait,
yeah.
Derp.
You derped it up. It's all your fault. We're gonna die now.
And it was nice to see the what was it? The Giga Scanner. I forget what the actual name of the weapon is.
Giga Scan.
I call it the Kamen Rider Waffle Iron.
But it was nice to see impact. That it's full power.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Seeing all those medals at once, especially the purple medals of all things, was an epic at final attack, and seeing Ankh also getting into the fray.
Okay, I'm changing my answer before. It's a tie. My favorite Kamen Rider sound effect is a tie between Fours and the Giga Scan from Tajidol.
The waffle iron.
Yeah.
From the waffle iron.
Kamen Rider waffle iron.
Let me refresh you up a fresh batch of Kamen Rider waffles, if you listen. Shape like a little
pencil. Careful though, if you leave it in there too long, the waffle is going to attack you when it comes out.
All your greed.
Exactly. Anyway, moving on from O's to the brand new Kamen Rider Foes.
Ors, as some people call it.
Either way.
It doesn't matter.
Anywho, thoughts on the first episode?
I hate the opening theme. Okay, I don't hate it. I just don't like it.
I watched the first episode raw before I watched it with subs. And when I watched it raw, I loved the opening theme. But then when you actually throw the subs on there and see what they're actually saying, like, I eat a hamburger every day because I'm hungry. You know,
school life, man, school life!
High school it's High School Musical without the music.
I thought it was just a too fast a pace. It's too hard to get into because it goes by so quick. It's not. I don't mind like a faster paced song. O's is a fine example of a faster pace than the usual.
Yeah.
But it's like this is like decided to do that, pump it through on steroids and adrenaline, and it just kept going. I couldn't understand the words. It's hard to sing along. It's not. It's really hard to get into.
See, for me, I usually don't like the opening theme song the first time I hear it. I have to. It's kind of got to be pounded into my head for like 10 episodes before I can be like, oh, okay, I can listen to this.
I can understand that. It happens to me sometimes. Like with Deno, it took me a while for that one.
Yeah, that definitely took some time to get used to. O's was probably one that I didn't need. I didn't need it like 100 times. I just had to listen to it once and I fell in love with it. This one. Like Zach said, it's really hard to get into it.
I can't get pumped up, man. I can't get pumped up.
Yeah,
I feel like just eating a hamburger.
Going back to O's. Like before the theme song even starts, you hear the epic drumming, and it's like, oh, it's gonna start now. It's gonna start. And for this, it's just like space, the final frontier. I'm quoting Star Trek now, so shut up. it doesn't feel as epic. I mean, I know it's supposed to be space, it's supposed to be epic, but it just doesn't feel epic.
And it's just such as, like, it feels like they want to show you so much during, like, visual-wise. It's just, like, lots of quick shots.
I think.
And it's hard to keep track of everything that's going on, you know? They really want to shove everything in, including all the side casts and all the different types of people, the partiers, the jock, I'll definitely get into that in a few, but it's fast paced. It's hard to keep track of anything that's going on.
I think my favorite thing in the opening was where they show a close up on that creepy girl who has the number three switch.
That girl. Again, when we go into the episode more, that will definitely come up.
That's no shit right there. Ugh. Anywho, we're focusing on the opening. Let's talk about the actual episode.
Right. Well, I watched a little bit raw, like Light did, but I just skipped around. Like, I only watched the opening, and I didn't even like it then. And then when I saw the subs, I didn't even like it even more. But, and then I watched the battle, and one thing is the same to say. Despite how much to make fun of the main character for his haircut, I really liked the most part. Him and his fucking maxi haircut from Soul Calibur. God damn it.
Was it seen? It cannot be unseen.
People bust out a pair of nunchucks and whip your ass.
Go back to Soul Calibur!
I like him, though, for the most part, besides his really terrible haircut and his bad fashion sense.
I feel like his hair has a mind of its own.
So I'm liking the main character. It's different from the previous. It's very similar to the previous one, where it has the energetic main character and... As for Psychus goes, girls, actually, I'm liking more than Hina. Was that her name for the O's?
Yeah, Hina.
I don't care. I didn't care for her. Hina really served no purpose in that show, in my opinion.
She
was there so you can have a connection to Shingo. But this one, I feel like I had more purpose. She knows what she's doing. She knows a lot about the bell and such and how she's getting. Which leads me to think that, like, I never really tend to like who, like, don't know what the hell they're doing. I always want to see, like, it's their warrior spirit taking over and they just know what to do. And then all of a sudden you have this pretty girl explaining them, you gotta do it like this, pull the lever and make a little pose like this, and then lift your hand up in the air. It's like, oh, come on, man.
don't Sailor Moon my Kamen Rider.
It's like, come on, can do it on your own. You don't need someone to explain it to you. But, and learning the process how it's a goofy battle But I'm hoping after this they kind of get rid of that aspect. But the battle was really cool. I liked the Henshin transformation. Actually, part I kind of liked a lot was how Power Rangers feeling it is, actually. Because Koichi Sakamoto's directing.
It has that feeling,
Power Rangers feeling. Yeah, it has this Power Rangers feel to it. The colors, the way people are dressed, the way it's shot, even the fight scene in the cafeteria. Everything has this like feel, Power Rangers feeling to it. And you could definitely tell it was Koichi Sakamoto directing it, for sure. Because it just has that feeling. I also like the fact that it's like, I know they're trying to make it seem like all school life, but like they're taking it to like, I don't know if they're doing this on purpose or by accident, but I want to believe it's on purpose because it makes me laugh thinking that they're taking like this whole group school, different cliques scenario and pushing it to like the extreme where like the different groups are like really paradisations. Like the jocks are like, nothing there but just stretching and pulling on the little muscle thing the entire time. The little creepy goth girl just watching from the other side and just staring.
I don't even know. I think, was she part of like the nerd group? Because they said like, you know, there's a group of people that everybody belongs
like
to.
The freaks, and like, I think she was like a gothic, the goth punk group, actually.
She's from the, like, the rejected Death Note cast from the live action version.
She was tried out for Misa, and just didn't get the role, but.
Sorry.
I think funniest moments I had was like, I think we were talking, I was watching with my friend Craig, we were watching the first episode together, and then it showed that one guy who was from the party group, who had, like, the things in his hair, and he was, like, talking, and all of a sudden, we're watching, and he's, like, making comments as they're fighting, right? And all of a sudden, Craig just looks at me, he's like, that's a dude?
That character actually reminded me of Denno.
He looked like someone from Denno.
Reminded me of the guy who danced all the time, I forgot his name.
Ryotaros.
Yeah, Ryotaros, just the dancer.
Yeah, the little creepy, hyper, dance around, little goofy, kind of childish looking, but he's like, and I knew it was a guy at first. I kind of thought he was like, wow, that guy's a homosexual. Because he's a girly outfit. He's hanging out with nothing but chicks. That he's trying to get it in. Anyway.
He's part of the player group. They said he's a player, so I guess.
That was the party.
Oh, the party group? Oh, I read player. Oh, shit, I need to read it again.
Like the players. Well, those girls are players. Players. I would let them play me. Anyway. the party group. I like the little over-parodization, the parody of, like, school life and stuff and taking it to the extreme. Even down to the fact that, like, I kind of found it confusing because then there was, like, the football team and then the jocks were, like, separate. I don't know. It was a little weird. But I like how they chose to beat up the kid instead of, like, using their fists or anything. He decides to ram them just to prove, it's like, I'm a football player. Look, bam!
Fighting style football.
Yeah, so, and I liked the battle. I liked the robot. Of course, the first thought that came to my head was like, wow, this is only probably going to appear in like two episodes and never come back again. kind of like the Batarata motorcycle form. Just saying. That only had like two episodes.
Appeared,
and then towards the end. Because it's like, that
needs to come
costs
back.
A lot of money. So it kind of like threw me off. Overall, not bad for a pilot. There's a lot of problems with it. Kengo is a character I just don't care for. It's that typical, I just hate everybody, I'm a huge asshole prick. And not even a likable asshole prick. Not like Ankh. He's not a likable asshole prick. He's just like several Kamen Rider main characters that we've had, like Fize and Kabuzo, which is like, I can't like them all that much because they're such assholes and full of themselves.
Decade, he was like the biggest dude.
Oh yeah, Decade too. But I always think Decade was like Kabuto light, though, in my opinion.
I felt Decade was like a mistake.
So, I think that the pilot overall was a decent one. It was enjoyable, made me want to watch, even the stupid helmet. I thought the fight was cool, even though it had a lot of the goofy moments, which I don't really care for, like trying to learn, but. And the kick was cool, and the finisher, and the different powers, and of course the belt sounds are awesome.
Yeah.
Next.
I guess I'll go next. First thing I have to bring up, the one thing that really got me like to like question this episode, like, is it going to be good, was where you see that freaking burger come through the window. I can't accept the food droids as the new you know, the new little assistants. And the worst part about it is that they're using the sound effects from the Candroids from O's. I'm like, oh, really? Damn, they're going to slap me in the face with that? Anywho, it's like what Count kept bringing up. I mean, taking the whole high school thing to the extreme, everybody has their own little crowd to hang out with. It's nice, but it seems a little fast. But it just seems, I don't know. This episode wasn't terrible. It was just, you know, I mean, I'll admit, it's a lot better than what I first thought it was going to be. Because when I saw the food droids and the suit, I'm like, done. I'm not going to watch this shit. Because it looked ridiculous. I mean, and honestly, I thought a lot of the weapons were not going to be utilized well. It kind of did remind me of, like, what if they... It kind of brought me back to, what if they did this in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? What if they had their own little... Everybody had their own little clique, and everybody from, like, an outside world could, like, be brought together, like say if Billy was, like, in, like, the total nerd group instead of the karate group, which he was a nerd, but he didn't really stick with a nerd crowd, if I remember correctly. And I guess Kimberly could have been, like, the Valley Girl. She seemed, like, to be a Valley Girl. And I guess Jason was, like, the muscle man, the muscle head, the meathead. That's it. No, muscle man, yeah. And then, like, Zach would have been, like, that dance, like, urban ghetto dance group or something like that. I guess hip-hop. And then Trini would have been the karate group. No racism, just saying. Anywho, like, if they brought them together like that, it could have made Power Rangers even more awesome. But it just really reminded me of Power Rangers because the way it was shot and... I mean, Zach was really... on the ball. Like, he really took a lot of the words out of my mouth. It's just like, the only real rage I can have right now is for those food droids.
Food droids? I was gone for a second. What?
Edit that out.
Edit! Okie dokie.
Ugh. Anywho. I love the mech. I hope it's not going to be like the Lataretta motorcycle.
I guarantee it will.
It's boss. They can kick the shit out of that Orion monster.
You don't get it, man. It costs a shit ton of yen to produce.
The billions. It's made by NASA scientists whose experiments went horribly awry. But... overall, it was a good episode. It's a good way to start it off, but it could have been better. Light, you're up.
Yeah, but they said.
The end!
Yeah, the end. The one thing I want to add is my favorite part of the entire episode was shortly after the Rider kick, where he couldn't necessarily immediately stop the drill once he hit the ground. I love that he kept spinning in a circle really quick because of the drill. And I love the fact that he's not limited to the four Astro switches he gets at first. He can switch them out. Like,
I have to say this now. Chainsaw leg for the win.
Yeah,
I agree. Chainsaw leg greater than drill kick. Just saying.
Great part. Anyway, continue.
So yeah, I look forward to where Forge is going, though, because there's so many different combinations he can do for limit breaks.
Final Fantasy.
I can't think of anything else to add. The what was the dude's name, Kengo, or whatever, who piloted the mech. I didn't like him either. He does sort of have that overly done, you know, oh, well, I'm better than you, you know, attitude.
Right from the beginning. I don't like him.
chick I really like, though. I really like her attitude. Yeah, it's all fun and, you know, all that stuff.
and my girlfriend's gonna kill me for this, but the queen of the school, oh, so hot. So hot.
Oh, yeah. I'd tap that. I'd definitely tap that.
Gentoil had the right idea. Oh, who's the hot babe?
So, let's see. Yeah, I thought it was weird that the jock, the captain of the football team decided to tackle,
the American football team. The American football team. But
yeah.
He doesn't look American.
Actually, he reminds me of, what's his name? Was it Paul from Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Look at their face. They're so close together.
Not even say that. I kind of see it. Oh. And, and to comment on what you just said, Nightshade, American football, they call it American football over there because soccer they call football over there. So they have to refer to our version as American football. So, Ice Shield 21, everyone. I learned this stuff. Nerd.
This is why you're here.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about fours.
Something I forgot to mention, O's. I love the ending on the piano theme of the opening theme.
That stuff
always fucking kills me. Just hearing the slow instrumental piano versions of like the opening themes just like kills me every time. It just, it's like a way of knowing, it's like, it's over. Sad days. I'm going to be depressed for like the next couple of weeks until fours wins me over.
Fours is going to take some time to get used to. That's a definite. It's,
it was the same thing with O's, though, after Double Ended, though, for me, too, so.
Well, I mean, when Double Ended, I could have just, you know, I could easily get into it. It just seemed like a really
good could. Time. I couldn't. I hated O's at first. I thought it was stupid. I hated everything. I compared it to Deno. It was because it was written by Kobayashi, who also wrote Deno and Ryuki. Two shows I... Not big fans of Deno as much. I fucking hate Ryuki. She's very hit and miss. I like Time Ranger, but meh. I fucking hated Ryuki. And Deno was a meh to me. But that's why I was like not looking forward to it at all. And they're too goofy and underwear.
Wow. He didn't bring up the underwear that much. So that was pretty good.
At least towards the end. So
yeah.
I watched about 20-25 episodes of Deno before I just gave up. Once this, I found out the secondary writer had a limited number of penchings, I'm like, done.
He's only got two!
I like
two.
The reasoning behind that, personally.
No,
though.
Three, was, actually.
Yeah, he gets
I like Sakurai's reason, though, why he had a limited amount of reasons, though, of why he can henshin. I don't know if you got far enough to figure out why, but...
I did.
I like the reasoning behind it. It was because you know Sakurai Yuto is the past version. It's like... Sakurai Yuto, every time he used one of those cards,
yeah,
he loses all memory of like everything. The past, the future, everything.
Huh.
So each one represents like using a memory, and he's slowly using them and fading away as he used the cards. That's why he had a limited amount. And eventually got to the point he got past the danger zone of using cards. And he had to start using red cards, which got him upgraded for him, but it took up even more memories to the point where it was like he would like start losing everything.
Yeah.
Everything else. It might not even go on the same path he did to the future as it's set out to be.
And now introducing, bringing into the call, please introduce yourself.
Why, hello there. I'm the Incredible Edible Crows.
Alright, everyone, you heard it first. You heard it here. Anyway, we're just giving our opinions on the last episode of O's and the first episode of Foes and the last two episodes of Gokaiser. What are your thoughts?
Well, I personally kind of stopped watching O's a bit halfway through. It kind of lost me. I gave it a chance, but I seem to always have a liking for every even Kamen Rider series instead of the odds.
Mm.
So, although a decade kind of changed that. Because normally I went from...
Nobody likes decades.
Everything is decades' fault.
This too is Decade's fault.
I'll admit, I'm at a guilty pleasure. That was the first Henshin device I bought.
It's a cool engine device.
Yeah, it sounds cool, but
give it credit where credit is due, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I kind of fell off of O's because it really didn't hit the sweet point for me, especially coming after the amazingness of Double. I was a huge Kamen Rider Double fan, and the story there and everything was just delivered perfectly. Coming into O's, I was being really excited, and then I watched it.
You sound so happy.
Why?
I think the biggest problem with it are the food droids and the fact that they're using the
You mean the Pokemans?
No, they're not Pokemon.
They sure caught them all.
They're terrible. I think the biggest problem I have with the food droids is that they're using the sounds from O's. They're just using the Candroid sounds.
Yes, they are.
And the burger food droid actually reminds me of Rob.
Actually, the burger food droid reminds me of the little McDonald's Transformers that they used to have. I actually got one back when I was like 6 or 7. Dear God, I'm dating myself hugely right now. But they had like this Big Mac Transformer toy, and it looked exactly like the burger. And I was like, wow, that's special.
McDonald's sponsorship finally coming into play, though.
One of a kind.
What'd you think about the high school setting?
I thought it was very reminiscent, at least Zach and I find it reminiscent, kind of Power Rangers, because everybody has their own little clique, and it actually works, but like I said, some of the atmosphere feels
cheesy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Power Rangers.
Cheesy, I don't know, but I don't know if I can do it in cheesy in a good way or in a bad way, because it depends. I don't know.
Oh, come on, you guys don't like Power Rangers Samurai?
Oh, come on.
I love Power Rangers Samurai. It is the funniest show I've watched in ages.
Well, I'm a huge Shinkenger fan, so even if the adaptation's terrible, just because it adapted Shinkenger, I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I love Shinkenger, and it hurts to see,
God damn it. My Light Bright Christmas!
It didn't really bother me that much.
It bothered me that you have to write. I could never write with a cell phone in the air like that. That would be really weird to handle. At least you could flip it with the Shudo phone. It looked more epic. Now we're dealing with Christmas lights.
Yeah. Now, foes, back to the topic of foes. Sorry.
Yeah.
At, I was really sad that I didn't get the phrase, let's rock it. You know? I'm just a Power Rangers in space fan.
Yeah.
So I was just hoping, even if, you know, the translators would have put it in the dub, or I mean the sub, I would have been, you know, made me smile. But no, I was even deprived of happiness that way.
I will say one thing, and I've said this before. Chainsaw Link for the win. That was pretty cool. For me, anyway, that was pretty cool.
I agree. Plus points for a kinker as well.
Creativity. I also have a feeling that the arms are going to be used for utility, and the legs are going to be used for attacking.
Yeah, I think so too, especially since they've gotten back to the whole, mainly the riders do rider kicks.
Yeah.
There hasn't been really a rider punch in a bit.
Except for punch offers.
Oh, yeah.
That's an entirely different subject for the next section of this podcast. But anyway, so I guess your final verdict on foes is not that excited?
I'm going to give it another episode. I'm fully willing to try and like it, but right now I'm just like, Cringe.
At least you get to have the option of skipping it. I have to watch it for the podcast.
I'm so, so sorry.
I'm personally looking forward to the future of it. I mean, especially, I hear that it's, like, gonna dive more into the history of Kamen Rider in the show itself. With the Kamen Rider, because they're forming a Kamen Rider club, and they're gonna dive more into the history. And there's lots of rumors that they might have some cameos. Mostly, like, Kamen Rider.
Isn't it supposed to be the 40th series? The 40th anniversary?
Yeah.
Yep.
Please let there be fives. Please let there be fives. Please let there be fives.
I can't say any like the Heisei Riders, but they could put like the Ichigosu, like they did with the recent movie. Let's go, Kamen Rider.
Please let them not have Amazon it. Please let them have Amazon
it. Sounds like Amazon from Dan. Okay, terrible
action. That'll be the next topic.
Gokaiger, you mentioned.
Yes.
Honestly, Gokaiger has been amazingly brilliant. If only Decade was as good as this.
Yes.
It's like they learned everything on Decade what not to do, and so they're only doing what they should do for Gokaiger.
I think the only flops they've had so far were 3 episodes, and those were filler episodes. but that's
Which
a
one?
Very... oh, God. It's... actually, I think the one where Luca and Doc switch bodies is actually kind of entertaining. It wasn't really a flop, but it was, there were 2 fillers. It's hard to remember them because they're filler episodes and they're
jealous.
They're lost in a sea of just greatness.
Jealous, the second episode is one of the fillers.
Oh. You want to know what is a filler episode? Car Ranger.
Oh, God. I was terrified.
Actually, that was like the first episode. I was talking to my friend the other day. I had a bunch of episodes queued up, and he was over visiting right before we went to, like, AX, and I was talking about Gokaiger, and he was like, this sounds interesting. Why don't you just show me one of these episodes? I'm like, sure, and I just loaded up this random episode I had on my computer. I had queue up. And I clicked on one, and it's that one. And I'm like, ah! I promise it's nothing like this any other time. It's bad for this experience. And then gave me dirty looks the rest of the trip.
Anywho, the few episodes that are fillers and are kind of bland and not that awesome, the rest of them are awesome. It's just hard to remember the bad things about Gokaiger.
There's a lot of fan service, too. I mean, hell, the last week's episode was just great. Mm-hmm. But was it last week's episode where they did the whole Amir special dimension where the ninja...
That was the week before, actually. Last week was a filler episode.
Oh, right.
That was when Luca and Doc switched bodies.
Yeah. Derp.
That's cool. But you were saying?
Oh, I'm just saying that Gokaiger has been just amazingly solid so far, and I'm really interested to see where they're taking the second half of the series.
Mm.
Also, is it me, or is Guy just... one of the best, characters that ever happened in any of the Super Sentai series.
It's not just you. I'm very pleased with Guy. He is... He really reminds me of, he's just reminding me of Shin Kenger. Just the Sixth Ranger is just a very happy-go-lucky guy. He's kind of dense, but he's lovable. You don't hate him for any reason. He's refreshing.
I kind of hope he dies, actually. No, not because I don't like him or anything. It's just that, like, I had this theory, like, when it first started, because he got his powers from the 3 Rain Super Sentai heroes that all died in 3 Super Sentai, Time Fire, the Dragon Ranger, and Abare Killer. And I had this theory that he was going to die at some point because of his connection to those heroes. That was just a theory.
I mean, it's still possible.
We'll see. I mean, it's from what it looks like, it's only halfway through this.
Yep. The best part is, though, they got an actual fanboy of Super Sentai to play Guy.
Yeah. That is very very.
Have you read some of his posts online about how cool it is being guy?
I didn't even know that there was a posting of that.
He's a huge and total fanboy, and I'm like, oh dear God, it must be hell to work with him. But if I were on Super Sentai, that would be me. Actually, people have come up to me and say, Rose, you're guy. Don't try to deny it, but you're pretty much guy.
I could see that.
Here until I remember how awesome guy is.
I can see that. But yeah, so far, Gokaiger is looking to be pretty good, and Bose is kind of scary. Gotta give it a few more episodes before we can actually hate on it.
I'll remain helpful.
Yeah. Anyway, on to the next topic. Since this is the Kamen Rider anniversary podcast, we're going to talk about Kamen Rider in general. What we like and don't like, what our absolute favorite seasons are, and the absolute worst seasons. this is gonna be fun.
Okay. It's such a wide variety of topic, just comment in general and just go. way to be putting me on the spot. When I first got into Tokusatsu in general, one of the first things I've watched was a couple Super Sentai, for the obvious reason, the connection to Power Rangers, but it never really stuck with me. I never really had this connection with Super Sentai. It might be because I grew up with Power Rangers. It's just hard to change over to something obviously different. So, I found about Kamen Rider, and the first one I watched was Kabuto. And it was an interesting concept. I really liked the idea of the solo hero. The mech parts were gone. I never really cared for the mech parts in Super Sentai for the most part. And it was an interesting way to get into it. I never really thought I would even get into it so easily. I thought it was just I was watching it, and I was bored with my brother, so I figured it was just something to pass by the time, because I think this was, during, one of our vacations from, high school, and so I had nothing to do. My friends were out of town. I was stuck at home. I had nothing really to do. No video games to play. Old sad times were had. And, so that's how I first started watching. I watched Kabuto, and then I quickly started hopping on. I moved on to the next series. I started watching Deno after that, and then I followed with watching Kiva, and then after that I started becoming a masochist and watching Decay.
I'm sorry.
I started forcing my friends to watch it with me, and so I didn't have to watch it by myself anymore. And
didn't have to hate it by yourself.
Then I kind of started going backwards. I watched Blade, and I watched Fives, and slowly worked my way through the Heisei era. I haven't watched all of it yet. I still need to watch Kuga, Agito, and I'm going to watch the PBK still. Very on and off of that one.
He's bad.
I have nothing against it, actually. I like how it's so different. I just haven't had enough time to sit down and watch really, really anything. I haven't been watching a lot of television or anything. I've been on this video game kick as of recent. But anyway, I have to say Double probably left a really good impact on me. For the most part, it was something that I watched with my friend. It was his first experience as well, so it was an interesting watching it together, watching every week together. It was a very interesting experience. We both followed up with the characters. Shotaro was someone I wished to be, and it had a really wide range of casts. I really fell in love with the characters, and it felt like it was going back to some of the basics, because I've seen, besides some of the Heisei Riders, I've seen some of Black, and that was the most fun. And I felt like it was going back to those times in a sense, but also kind of throwing in this new mix to it, you know? Combined with the best of Heisei, the best of Showa was. And I think it really had a great, Crow said it earlier, but it had a really great story. It just really came together towards the end. And like I said, Double, when Philip died at the end.
Whoa, spoilers, man. Spoilers.
Oh, man. So you were talking about the end of Kamen Rider O's.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Anybody who's watching the Tokusatsu Corner already knows that spoilers are a given, so, there I know.
Talking about the weeks. Anyway. I really was
really sad at that point. I was in little tears. Me and my friend were like that. We were just sitting in silence for like 10 minutes after the episode before going up the last episode. And it really did leave like a huge impact on me. Beyond that, Blade was also one of my favorites. And I compare Blade to the Oz's ending. Very similar, I forgot to mention earlier, but they've got the very similar feel to the ending wise. I won't give away too much about Blade since spoilers are not welcomed here.
Spoilers are welcome here. Everybody, there's like a thing, we always say it, like, there's either we say it at the beginning or there's like a little note, there are spoilers, so if you don't want spoilers, watch Kamen Rider first, then come back.
Right. Well, Blade had a very similar thing with Oz's ending, which was, towards the end, you know, when Eiji and the Purple Metal started influencing more, and he became more of a greed. He, in Blade, it was a kind of the same scenario where one of the characters was a Joker, like because they had this card thing going around, and then the main monster was a Joker.
Yeah.
And using the powers of the card and using the belt, used the power of these cards of the monsters, and then that was slowly turning him into a Joker himself. So that got toward in the show, but I thought the ending had a very similar powerful ending, but a little bit different from what Oz was. Is it had the moment where, like, to save the world, the Joker became activated, and he was literally going to cause the apocalypse. But the only way to do that is to have more cards out and about, alive. So to do that, the main character Kazuma had to become the Joker himself and separate himself from everybody that he knew, so the two Jokers can live in the world and not cause any shit, the bad shit to go down. That has had a good ending that really left an impact on me. So Blade and Devil were some of my favorites. Series I dislike, never really disliked the series for the most part. I watched most of them. Some I felt meh about and had problems with, but I really enjoyed for the most part. Even Decade, despite all its problems, I still enjoyed it for the most part. It had moments. Or made me squee, like the Blade cameo when he came back.
Whoa. You're saying you haven't disliked Kamen Rider series?
Nope.
Is Decade's fault.
You have a very high tolerance of policy.
I enjoyed them. I like to see the good rather than the bad. And I know there's problems, but only one series, though, that I really couldn't finish. And that was Kamen Rider Ryuki. I couldn't stand it for the
too many riders.
That's not the main problem I had with it, but I felt like I didn't really like the rider versus rider concept. I never really liked how riders became rivals or hated each other. Fives being a fine example of such. I never liked riders being forced to pit against each other. I thought they were warriors of justice that should work together, and even if they start off kind of like with this strange relationship, like in Double, but I think Double went about it a different way that I liked it more. Was Axel kind of had this, didn't like the town, but in the end, he was still going to work with Double because it's for the better, for the greater good, and eventually he came to better senses of enjoying the town more, and he never really fought against Double, as far as I can remember, at least too often. But yeah, I never really was a big fan of that, and that writer, just the whole point of that show was, let's kill all of these characters and only have one standing. And besides the fact that I didn't like that, except I did not like any of the characters. The main character was annoying. The other guy was a douche. And all the other guys are all douches. They're all douches killing each other. I just couldn't watch. I couldn't. And then I was spoiled on the ending because my brother watched it and he liked it. But I didn't care when he told me the ending. I just kind of like, done. I couldn't watch anymore. I couldn't stand it for the most part.
If you think about it, Ryuki's kind of like Super Smash Bros.
I guess.
I may put it so boldly.
So Ryuki's really the only series I blatantly dislike and couldn't finish at all. So.
Alright, Crows, you're
up. Well, you want me to start with how I got my start into watching Kamen Rider?
Yes.
Well, like you guys, the big Power Ranger fan back in the day, and I started watching, you know, Saban's Masked Rider.
I'm sorry.
Well, there was that bit of crossover with Mighty Morphin and stuff. And I was like, oh, this looks cool. Then they kind of,
You watched it. You actually watched it.
Yeah. But anyway, I got dragged into watching Kamen Rider when someone told me, hey, you know what's cool, Crows? There's a series out there that if it only focused on one ranger being a badass, oh, so like Tommy. Yes, imagine a series where Tommy runs around being a badass for the entire series, and there's nothing else to stop him, and he just kicks ass. I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome! And I was shown Kamen Rider. And I was shown Kamen Rider, Kuga, actually. I started very, very early in that era with Kuga, and I fell in love with Kuga. And Kuga still was very basic, but had, you know, it had more of a storyline than, you know, anything Power Rangers had had in a long time. Well, mine is Time Force, but that's a whole other story altogether. So, I would say, the series I most got into, I went through the series, like, I went from Kuga to, you know, Ryuki, to Blade, to, Fives. And Fives is that moment where I really fell in love. Fives has to be one of the best instances of Kamen Rider story I've ever seen. Except it does the thing that every Kamen Rider series happened to do, that somehow Double managed to avoid. It managed to not suck at the end.
That's certain.
What?
I agree.
Yeah, that seemed to be a constant problem across every Kamen Rider series, that they dig themselves into this hole and can't dig themselves out. So, yeah, I was a big Fives fan. I did not like Kabuto. It was way too much of a mess. Too many riders. I liked the idea of mass-produced riders, but they really didn't deliver, and that made me sad. And the ending was just, ugh. Oh, that ending.
Well, then, Kabuto. Right,
hmm?
With Kabuto?
Yes, the Kabuto end.
Yeah.
That, although then we had the greatness that is Denno afterwards. I was a big Denno fan because of just how comedic it is and stuff. Now, granted, it skewed more towards the Super Sentai range, the Super Sentai spectrum of lighthearted fun, but I still felt it brought those little moments of badassness, especially with Xehanos came in. It really helped the series. And then, well, Kiva happened. I really did not like Kiva, or as I like to call it, Kamen Rider Castlevania.
If Nathan were here right now, he would rage, but that's for the comment section. Anyway, continue.
So, I guess I kind of skipped Kiva a lot after it bored me, and then started watching Decade. That, too, is all Decade's fault.
Decade's fault.
Everything is Decade's fault. Ouch, I burned myself on my stove. That too is Decade's fault. I was like, okay, after, you know, Kiva, it sucked. Decade sucked. Maybe it's time for me to, you know, call off watching Kamen Rider altogether. And I was about to. And then I saw Double's first episode. I immediately fell in love with Double. Like, there was that connection there. All the characters were just so well formed. And well, to be honest, Shotaro and I could have a connection. Him and I are both quite hard boiled.
Awesome.
And it was just the story for Double, and there was just so many twists and turns, and the story continued in every episode, and oh, it's so good. I'm sorry, I'm orgasming over Double. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, am I allowed to say that on the show?
Yeah, go ahead.
Up. Oh god, Double gave me so many bad dreams. Oh god, yes, yes! Uh-oh, my bad, I'm going. That's my own happy time. Gross happy time is not to be on this podcast. So then I thought, okay, Double was amazing. It had a great ending that they managed to continue it all in the story, in the movies too. Which, I'm assuming you guys have seen the Kamen Rider Double Returns and stuff. Really good. they went darker. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But anyway, I tried getting into O's. Just, it didn't hit me in the same way Double did. And then, again, Bo's.
Bo's. Terrified.
Yeah. yeah. But anyway, for a top Kamen Rider series, I'd say Decade buys Blade. But those are my top three. Wait, did I say Decade?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my god.
The truth comes out.
Oh god.
This too is all Decade's fault. He rewrote time, so I would say Decade. Oh god.
You still have time to change it!
Okay, okay, top. Ups here. Hold at the top, of course. Buys and then Blade.
Alright. Decade, you lose again! Well, I guess I got into it like everybody else did. I saw Power Rangers, and I thought, this seems really cool. But unlike Crows, I wasn't told, like, oh, it's Tommy running around being a badass. I was just told, like, it's, basically, I was just told, basically, Kamen Rider was Power Rangers, but with one person. So I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of boring. And then I saw it, and then I loved the Japanese versions, obviously. I saw Masked Rider first, though, when I was a child, and I was very, very scared of Furby. and it took me some time, but Nathan got me back into watching Kamen Rider, and the first one I actually saw was Deno. I called this, I called Deno the Pokemon season of Kamen Rider because he's got everybody else doing the fighting for him, I guess, until he gets into liner form. But then I started, like, I just started, like, going, like, random ways. Like, I would go, like, to Kiva one time, and then I would go back to Blade, and then I would go to Kabuto, and then Fize, and then it was just kind of a mixed up order in which I saw them, but I liked a lot of them. I mean, Kabuto, I thought Kabuto was really good at first, but then, like Crow said, I saw the end and I was like, oh, come on. Could have been better. But it was, yeah, basically Power Rangers got me into Kamen Rider. So I guess my favorite season of, I'm sorry, it has to be O's right as of this moment. As good as Double was, they brought Philip back, and I thought that didn't really work in terms of what I was into, but that's just my different perspective.
Yeah, can't blame you, man.
Yeah. And it did leave a little hope at the end in terms of, you know, someone coming back. My least favorite, it's gotta be Decade. Decade is an abomination. I don't think the Destroyer of Worlds should be pink. If anything, and I don't know if anyone else here agrees with me somewhat.
I fully agree. Actually, before the series started, okay, he was pink, and he used children's trading cards. So he was Kamen Rider Pegasus.
God. Yeah, but
pink is the color of evil.
If anything, if anybody stayed long enough to see the second Rider, I thought the end should have been the star of the show. Because no. It was the end! No.
Sea cucumbers! No!
I had this. I'm like.
And I thought his costume was even more ridiculous than.
At least
Decade.
He
has a giant block for a head.
At least he isn't pink. He looks a little more intimidating.
If they switched heads, then I might go there and give it sea cucumbers. Sea cucumbers!
Oh. Honestly, In my terms, he should have been the star of the show. It wouldn't have made it much better, but at least it would have been... It wouldn't have been pink!
Eh, they're both a-holes.
Also, yeah. Also, he has a gun. And he can summon an army of riders. So I thought that would have been a better concept in terms of that, instead of turning into other riders. But, yeah. We're going with
which
the top.
Is interesting that they brought the gun thing back for Gokaiger.
Oh yeah, for Bosco.
Yeah. Instead, it's a trumpet now. Because, yeah. Yeah.
It seems a lot more epic now. It's a trumpet. Someone five at once, no problems. In terms of a top three, it would have to be. I'm sorry, but Kiva's at number three because I thought it was a very unique idea. It wasn't my favorite, but it is one of my top three Kamen Riders.
Kiva's not memorable in the least bit. I don't even remember what happened at the end of the show besides the Mortal Kombat-esque ending.
And he was kind of a cop-out, but like Crow said, they have this thing where they dig themselves into a hole, and I kind of saw it in a lot of them. Fize is number two, because cell phones turn you into badass superheroes is awesome.
High five.
Yeah!
I don't know. Fize, I just thought was disappointing. It started out so great. I thought it could be my favorite. Then, hey, the halfway point, I thought some of the twists were kind of lame and kind of, like, out of character. Some characters...
I thought the head was weird at first.
But the opposite.
I got used to it because I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It reminds me of an awesome Cyclops rider, so I'm like, oh, right. That's awesome. And then I fell in love with the other side riders, like Delta and Kaiza. Kaiza
was a dick.
Kaiza's
fuck that dude.
I like his phone.
And Delta didn't do anything.
Delta, well, come on, Delta.
He was there, done. And
he
that's
or
it.
He or she, remember.
At least Kaiza did something. Be a complete D-bag to everybody.
I know. It's my number two, and then number one, as of right now, is O's, until I can think of a different one. But...
I didn't have your dump on that top three.
He's like a number four, that we're doing top threes. He's number four. I'm sorry he's under Kiva, but...
I want you to leave this podcast right now.
I don't care if you're hosting this podcast.
Out! Whatever. He still doubles a good rider and all. I love him to death. He's got that awesome memory gadget thing. I don't know. Kiva seemed to stick with me just by like a hair. By a hair.
Himself out of existence.
I'm like the most hated person in the room right now. But...
Are you Decade in, you know, the real world? It seems like you are most hated person.
God. Do you have little cards in your little booklet?
No.
Are you
coming around the storm?
No. If anything doubles, theme song is actually the number one on my track list, which I mentioned last week.
And Oz is
underneath him.
I have to go for Blade. Openings after doubles.
No. Doubles opening is great.
I'd say doubles number one. I'm just saying, Oz can't be after that. I think Blade beats out Oz's openings.
And if I may go off topic just a second, the music video for Double is amazing. Just
it was a fun music video.
Yeah, it was awesome. Sorry, no powers for you, Shotaro. They go to the people singing and playing guitar. Anywho, Light, you haven't said much, so I guess it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. I started out with O's actually, and then let's see. Well, first I was watching Gokaiger, and then I always noticed at the very beginning, you know, the superhero time, and then I was like, what the hell is this Kamen Rider thing? You know, I ignored it throughout the entirety of Shinkenger and all these other different Super Sentai season.
You didn't miss anything in Shinkenger, don't worry.
Go Seija.
That's the difference.
But
Go Seija?
No.
No, I skipped Go Seija in its entirety.
I don't see the understand the hate.
But let's see. I was finally wondering, you know, what the heck is this? And I started Kamen Rider O's on episode 31. Because I just wanted to get my feet in the water to see what it was like. And first my impressions were, Ankh was this alien character who didn't talk much and had a magic arm that could fly around. Complete opposite of what it is. But then I was like, you know, this is okay, you know. So I went back and I watched through it, and I was like, man, this is pretty cool. Like, it almost became an obsession. I had to watch more. So then I watched Double through its entirety, and I really, really liked Double. And then after that, I watched Deno, and I didn't like Deno at all. Because the main character, you expect it to be, ha, I am, you know, Mr. Kamen Rider. I will defeat them all. But no, he's this little, you know, pushover type character. You know, he can't even stop somebody from mugging him, you know? It's like, you know, there comes a point. So I stopped Deno after episode 25, and then, let's see. Then I started Kiva, and I really like Kiva, but then again, I do like violins a lot. And Kiva just kind of has this terrifying feeling around him, like sort of what the original Kamen Rider has. It's supposed to be, you know, kind of dark and scary looking, especially Kiva's Emperor form.
I love Kiva's Emperor form. A giant gold thing is scary to you?
Yeah. Don't judge me!
Well, he turns into a bat, like
a giant golden dragon that attaches to his arm and makes really loud noises.
He sounds very flamboyant, but go on.
But my favorite thing about Kiva has to be Kibat. I love Kibat. You know, just all the stuff that he says. That his voice is appealing, even though it's in Japanese. All the stuff he says before an episode, you know, just like the little fun facts that he shares with everybody. I really like Kibat. He's probably my favorite character throughout the entire show.
Not Atoya.
I'm only on episode, what am I on, like 34 or something like that? So... I'm not quite done with it yet. But I have to say, well, as for Decade, which sort of has the same kind of feel as if you mentioned Vista in the computer community, you know, you have to facepalm, you have to give yourself a facepalm every time you hear Decade. I only saw two episodes, and I'm going to let you guys guess which two episodes I saw.
It better be the Ryuki episode, because that is the best episode in the whole entire show.
Battle Lawyers for the win!
Hey, that episode made me watch for Ryuki and get really disappointed.
I'll give you a hint, it was a two-parter.
The black episode?
No.
Oh, because that was a good one.
I've been mentioning it throughout this entire podcast. Shinkenger? The Shinkenger team up is the only episode I've seen.
Skip that.
But yeah, I really like the Shinkenger one. Although I'm betting the best scene in Decade is probably when Shinken Red and Decade switched out their huge freaking swords to finish that enemy at the end of the second episode. Plus, you had a Gedoshu that was part writer. I mean, how do you really beat that?
It sounds like a good idea on paper, but then you put Decade in it, and it just falls to pieces.
Come on, Battle Lawyers! That best BF4s, man. I'm waiting for it.
Windows
gave me a taste.
Fault.
Windows what? Vista, by the way, Decade's fault.
My choice of top Kamen Riders, Decade's fault.
So
except for
Buys.
Buys is good.
I'd have to say my top three in order are Double, O's, and then Kiva.
And I'm the bad guy.
Well, Light hasn't seen more than that.
Kiva is the top of his list. I'm not the most. I don't feel like the most hated person in the room anymore.
Now you are the new Decade. Start wearing pink, damn it.
You're talking to life. Or are you talking to me?
I'm talking to life.
Okay. Yay! I'm no longer the most hated. Ugh.
No, no, that just makes you,
the end.
The end.
At least I'm better. At least I'm not pink.
Sea cucumbers.
I'm very content with not being pink. Normally this would be the advertising part, but I don't feel like doing advertisements. Hear that, Nathan? I just destroyed your way of life.
What would you be advertising anyway?
JE Fusion, my channel for no reason, because I do requests for fan dubs and Kamen Riders.
I have a couple pimps I need to pimp out. Wait, that sounded completely wrong.
Alright, I guess we will do it, but we'll do it in a different way. I guess, alright, Rose, you want to pimp out something? Go ahead.
Well, an upcoming project of mine, actually, that I'm starting with Lankar is starting up soon. It is called Ranger Riffs. That's right, Ranger Riffs. We will be going back and watching old Power Ranger episodes and Mystery Science Theater 3000 them.
That sounds amazing. I love Mystery Science Theater.
But that's not all. We have several of the old cast of Power Rangers, including Bulk from the old show, will be joining us on several episodes.
Oh, I hate you so much right now.
That sounds cool. I can't wait to see it.
That sounds amazing.
Also, who is going to CarmorphCon?
I am.
I'm poor.
I am going, as a definite.
I can't even afford a tank of gas right now.
Aww.
I live in California, I can't even drive there.
I'm flying there. Damn. It's not till next year I've got time.
Well, if you guys like the crow's antics on this show, maybe you should come to PalmorphCon next year and see it live on stage with Linkara. Plug, plug. Okay,
Force
I'm done.
Butt plug.
I guess, Light, you have anything you want to pimp out?
YouTube.com/pastywhitecoder. I create Kamen Rider apps and Kamen Rider desktop apps and a whole bunch of fun stuff. Also, youtube.com/xlighter9x for my parodies and abridging.
Cool. Count? You?
Don't bother, I don't have anything.
Okay. That was quick. Alright. And if I am doing this right, I think we have come to the end of the episode.
And that, too, is all Decade's fault.
Decade, damn you!
It'll continue in the movie.
Oh, God. Cliffhanger ending for both movies.
Light, you... Since Light will be... is my new co-host for the time being, why don't you ask the question this week?
Okay, in Kamen Rider Kiva, what was the name of Wataru's dad's violin?
Alright, and since I have no control over the Google account, you can either send the answer to my account, YouTube/Nightshade04, or I guess, what? Can they send it to your account?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, and then just send it to Light's account on YouTube, /xlight09x. All right, and for the Tokusatsu Corner, I'm Nightshade04.
And I'm xlight09x.
And we'll see you next time.